Chris McGrill in Gaza has been watching Gilad Shalit on Egyptian TV. What did you make of the interview, Chris?
Well, what was most striking about it wasn't so much his answers as his condition. He looked exhausted. He at times was very unfocused. He didn't answer the questions quite often. He avoided them or stopped mid-sentence. Briefly, he would rock back and forth, and it seems quite clear that the 5 years in Hamas captivity has taken quite a visible mental toll on Shalit.
The translations here were difficult to sort of work out. What did he actually say?
Well, he was asked questions in English. He answered in Hebrew, and then they were translated on Egyptian TV into Arabic. In short, he was asked some pretty broad questions from what he missed most, and he talked about his family and his friends, and he said how he wanted to meet people and tell them about his experience in captivity. He said that he had been treated well by Hamas, and he said that he had been told only a week ago that he was going to be released. He said he thought that this was probably the last chance for a negotiated release. He felt that politically things wouldn't be able to happen after that, although he didn't say why that was. Perhaps that was a reflection of something he was being told about the way events were developing with the Arab Spring. He was also asked whether now he is free, he would campaign for the release of the remaining Palestinian prisoners, about 5,000 of them still in Israeli jails. And he said that it would make him very happy to see all Palestinian prisoners released so they could go home to their family and friends and their land. He said that would make him very happy indeed.
As you say, he didn't look at all well. And the whole sort of the interview seemed a bit sort of inappropriate. Do you think this is sort of part of the deal in some way?
It wasn't clear. I mean, I'm sure the Israeli authorities will be very upset by this. They've been seeking to protect him as much as they can. His whole presence in Israel is going to be sealed off from the media until he was ready to go public. So the Israelis may have been caught on the hop by this. The woman television interviewer didn't seem particularly sympathetic to the difficulties that Shalit was having. She was pressing him, even though he clearly was having a hard time focusing on the questions, answering some of them. And the interview did seem to go on much longer than he was comfortable with, even if he was comfortable with it in the first place.
Do you think this is going to sour celebrations in any way?
No, I don't think so. I think I can imagine that there will be Israelis who will be upset by this interview, will feel that, you know, he was put in an impossible position, just released, effectively pressured into doing the interview. But ultimately, he will be returning. He'll be returning to his family. I doubt that it will overshadow the whole of the day's events.
Okay, Chris. Thanks a lot.